Good day, my beautiful sisters. Welcome to this podcast, Daughters of Sarah. I am your host. Some call me minister, some call me health coach, some call me friend, some call me sister. You can call me whoever you want to call me. My name is Melanie, and I am excited for this podcast, Daughters of Sarah. Daughters of Sarah came from reading Galatians 5:21, which reads, Tell me, you who want to be under the law, are you who are aware of what the law says? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and the other by a free woman. His son by a slave woman was born according to the flesh, but his son by the free woman was born as a result of a divine promise. Now, Abraham had two wives, Hagar, which was a slave, Sarah, which was the free woman, and through the lineage of Abraham and Sarah, we get Jesus. And Jesus is that promise of freedom. Whom the Bible says, who the Son says free, is free indeed. However, we live in a place where we are holding on to bondage that Jesus is trying to break us free from. And so this podcast is to encourage you to let go of your bondage, because if you are in Christ, you are in freedom. You are no longer a slave to sin, a slave to negative thinking, a slave to unforgiveness, forgiveness of others, or forgiveness of yourself. You are no longer a slave. You are free. So I want you to help you to live in your freedom that you have in Christ. And if there is anyone that comes on this podcast that does not know Christ, I will encourage you to get to know him and allow him to break the chains that you are holding on to. Amen. Amen. So I hope that this podcast helps you, it blesses you, and you begin to live in your new freedom. Welcome back. We are talking about freedom from a lonely place. Have you ever been there in a lonely place where no one is around? See, life is tricky, and it could be like an emotional roller coaster. One minute you are living on top of the world, your social life is great, you're hanging out with your friends, you got people to talk to, and as days go by, you see these people less, you stop going out, stop doing certain things. And one day you just realize, like, dang, life is lonely. I'm kind of lonely right now. But this state of loneliness seems to happen once you started to seek out your purpose, your heart desires, your passion. I know that was my case anyway. Once I began to seek God for the direction in my life, once I began to seek out the path that God wants me to be on, certain people and places were no more. I felt quite lonely. Not really lonely, but alone. See, I went from talking to people, and I went from going places to not having anyone to talk to at all. But I learned some things in that space. I've learned that once you begin to see God for the plans that he has for you, he has to remove some distractions out of your life. Not to say that your friends were not good friends. I have the best friends. My closest friends are my forever sisters, you know. But God had to move them because we were going in different directions. If you are truly seeking God's directions, there are places you cannot go anymore, and because distractions come with the territory. Let me say that again. There are places you cannot go, people you cannot be around, because distractions come with the territory. Say you are used to going to a nightclub every week and partying and drinking. It is harder to be focused on what God is trying to tell you because you don't have the energy you need to even hear from Him and to concentrate on the strategies that He is trying to give you to execute. While partying may be one of the distractions, here are a list of other distractions God needs to remove from our lives. Gossip, drama, social media, toxic relationships. It is quite difficult to focus on God's purpose for you when you are constantly fighting with someone who is supposed to be your life partner. The person you choose to be in a relationship with should help you be better in life. Instead, they have become a hindrance for you. You're cussing more, you're drinking more, you're crying more. Now, I'm not saying crying is a bad thing because tears cleanses you. However, it is not healthy to always be crying over someone or something you love that is consistently hurting you. If the person you are with brings the worst out of you, you might want to rethink some life decisions. But that's for another topic. Being involved in such things, in some of the things that I've already named, keeps you from seeking God's will. So He must remove those things. So you find yourself alone. But this isn't a bad thing, right? Because in this time, if it is used wisely, healing and transformation can take place. Healing from past traumas and transformation of who God has from who you are to who God has created you to be. Healing is the first step in stepping into God's purpose. It allows you to move past what you have been hurt, what's been hurting you. It allows you to move fully into being who God has designed you to be. The healing process includes much prayer and fasting, studying and meditating on the Word of God, then learning how to apply the Word to your life. Healing is not easy, but it has to be intentional. It is not easy, but it has to be intentional. You have to make a choice every day that you want to be healed, and you are going to make steps each and every day to do so. Healing is a day-by-day journey. It is something that is not going to take, it's not an overnight thing that it's not going to happen in a blink of an eye. However, the freedom you will feel on this journey is worth every step. Every step. Healing allows you to transform. Transform from the stigma that you adopted in the world to the new creation that God said you are that you the new creation that God said you are already. If that makes sense. You're stepping in your new identity in Christ. That's what I'm trying to say. Transformation requires you to relearn some things and accept the truth which is in God's word. Again, this does not take overnight. It takes intentional time in the word and prayer and fasting. allowing God to transform your heart and your mind. One of the hardest things to do is let go of what you once were taught to be true and embrace the truth which comes from the Word of God. See, our thoughts are usually shaped by our environments and the experience we went through and the things that we are taught at home, school, and church. However, those things don't always align with the Word of God. The Bible tells us we must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That is allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and be our teacher, our guide, and our counselor. It is allowing Him to teach us the things of God and what He wants for our lives. The Bible tells us the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. As human beings, we want what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. This is called your flesh, and it doesn't align with our spirits. They are in constant battles. And in order for us to fulfill our purpose, we must surrender our will to Him. This means kill our flesh daily and submit to the Spirit of God daily. Kill your flesh daily and submit to the will of God daily. Now let's recap. Being in a lonely place is not always a bad thing. This is a time for healing and transformation. In this transformation time, you are allowing God to transform your heart and your mind. During this healing and transformation process, God will begin to speak to you about the journey He has for you. However, healing and renewing of the mind is not a microwave process. It's daily. Say that. It's daily. So remember to take one day at a time. When you do fall, when you do stumble, and you will, God is always there, and He will pick you up and show you how to get back on track. Remember, God is an ever-present help, and He will see you all the way through. He is right there in your lonely place, carrying you to a place of freedom. My sisters, there is freedom in a lonely place. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus that we thank you. We thank you that even in our lonely times, you will not leave us nor forsake us, oh God. You are right there in the midst. So we are never lonely. We are never alone because you are right there. Lord, I ask that for my sister who is struggling in this place, that you minister to her heart, oh God, and you give her the desires of her heart. Help her to let go of the things that are not of you, oh God, and embrace everything that you have for her. Embrace who you say she is, for she is fearfully and wonderfully made. For my sister that stumbled over this and that does not know you, God, I ask that you speak to their hearts, oh God. And I ask that you give them a heart of repentance, oh God, and they turn to you so they can find the love of Christ, oh God, that you have for them, and they can begin to work in their purpose, oh God. Lord, I thank you and I give you praise, honor, and glory for everyone. I pray a special blessing, everyone that tuned in to listen to this broadcast, and I ask that it touched everyone. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you have a hard time, if you are stuck in a lonely place, or if you are stuck in any areas of your life, go to my website, Her Temple dot online, and you can set up a coaching session with me, and we can talk about how to get you unstuck. And you can also find more of my podcasts and some devotionals and other things. I'm sorry, y'all. Other things that hopefully that will help you. Blogs, that's the word I'm looking for, that hopefully will help you. Until then, be blessed, and I pray that you find freedom in your lonely place. Okay, you guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you are one who is struggling with your purpose in Christ, if you are one who just wants more prayer, you can reach me at Her Temple Online, where you can get your coaching breakthrough session for free. You will also get my blogs. You can go back and listen to more podcasts, weekly devotionals, or you can email me at healthcoachmelanie1@gmail.com. That's healthcoachmelanie1@gmail, and I will pray for you. And I just want to see you win. I want to see you move forward and get all that Christ has for you. So go to my website, hertemple.online, and be blessed.